Praise the Lord. Once again, I'm here with you for day 24 of the 50 Days of Blessings. Today is Wednesday, the 13th of August, 2025. Let's open our Bibles to John chapter 8 and verse 12. And these are the words of the Lord Jesus himself. It says, "Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." Oh, glory be to God. Jesus said, "I'm the light of the world." Yes, he came to give light to the world. He came to light up every man that comes into the world. And he says that anyone that follows him will not walk in darkness. What does it mean to walk in darkness? It means to walk in some sort of confusion. It means to walk in the darkness of life, you know, in the poor places, in the wretched places, in obscurity. But he says, if you follow him, you will not walk in darkness, but you will have the light of life. That's one of the reasons I always share with you that you must give your heart to Christ, because you cannot follow him without giving him your life. That's the first thing about following. You follow him first through what he said you should do in the scriptures. So giving your life to Christ is so important. And then you follow him through his word. What does the word of God say about a particular situation? What does the word of God say about you? What does the word of God say about life in general? You follow Jesus Christ by following the word. You follow Jesus Christ by following the direction of the Holy Spirit. And if you do this, you will not walk in darkness. Perhaps there's an area of your life today where there's some kind of darkness, some kind of unknown, some kind of fear, or an area that is there's some kind of obscurity. But if you follow him, he said, you will not walk in darkness. I'm sure you don't want to walk in darkness. I'm sure you want to walk with the light of life, as the Lord Jesus said. And I said, it begins with being born again. And then after that, you begin to follow him through his word, follow the guidance of his word, and then follow the guidance of his spirit. His spirit will talk to you, let you know what to do, where to go. That's one of the blessings of being a Christian, the Holy Ghost in you. He directs you. He talks to you. Yes, the Holy Ghost talks to you even today, right where you are. If you would ask him about something or the other that you need his guidance, you need his instruction, the Holy Ghost will talk to you. Look at John chapter 10 and verse 27. "My sheep hear my voice." Now, this is the Lord speaking. "And I know them, and they follow me." That means a child of God will not miss the voice of Christ. Because some people think, how will I know if God is talking to me? The Lord said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." Once your heart is after God, your heart is after the Lord, your heart is after the things of God, you will hear his voice. He will know you, and you will follow him. You will not follow a stranger's voice. No, you will follow the voice of the Lord Jesus himself. And as you do so, you will find yourself walking in ever-increasing glory and victory. Oh, praise the Lord forevermore. He said, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me." Once you are his sheep, you have a right to say, "I hear the voice of my master. He knows me, and I follow him." Romans chapter 8 and verse 14 says something quite similar to that. Romans chapter 8 and verse 14, it says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." Oh, praise the Lord. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Yes, the sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. There's so much in life that the Holy Ghost wants to give you direction about. There are definitely things that you can't really know by yourself. How many people know what's going to happen tomorrow? But the Holy Ghost knows things, even things to come. In fact, the Lord Jesus said he will show you things to come. That's in the word. The Holy Ghost will show you things to come. Let's look at that. In the word, the same Gospel of John, chapter 16 and verse 13. It says, "Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come." The Holy Ghost can show you things to come, including new things that you can take advantage of. "He shall glorify me," verse 14, "for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you." I want to read this from the Amplified Translation. "But when he, the Spirit of truth, the truth-giving Spirit comes, he will guide you into all the truth, the whole full truth. For he will not speak his own message on his own authority, but he will tell you whatever he hears from the Father. He will give the message that has been given to him, and he will announce and declare to you the things that are to come that will happen in the future. God can give you a new design for your business, something that hasn't happened. Nobody has seen it before, and he can reveal it to you for your advantage. The Holy Ghost is your advantage. If you've never been received the Holy Ghost, you've never spoken to him, you've never asked him, it means you haven't taken advantage of the biggest blessing that God has given to us, the blessing of the indwelling spirit. Look at verse 14. He will honor and glorify me because he will take of, receive of, draw upon what is mine and will reveal, declare, and disclose it to you, transmit it to you. Everything the Father has is mine. That is what I meant when I said that the Spirit will take the things that are mine and will reveal, declare, disclose, and transmit it to you. Today, talk to the Holy Spirit. If you're born again, talk to him. If you have not received the Holy Ghost or you're not born again, in the next few minutes, Pastor George will lead you to Christ and also lead you to receive the Holy Ghost into your life, because that's very, very important. You have to receive the Holy Ghost into your life. And then he'll begin to carry out his ministry in you, showing you things to come, directing you, guiding you, letting you know the things that the Father has freely given to you so that you can take advantage of them. Don't miss out on the blessing of the Holy Ghost. Today, receive the Lord Jesus Christ. Today, receive the Holy Spirit and begin a life on the upper side, on the higher side. Begin to live the higher life in Christ. I want to remind you again of our program, A Night of Blessing, coming up on Friday, the 12th of September, 2025, at the Tafawa Balewa Square from 6 p.m. till dawn. We are getting ready for you, I tell you. And the Lord is also getting ready for you. Are you getting ready? Do you have an expectation? Have you confirmed your seat reservation? Have you found out where is the bus that's going to be picking you and bringing you there? Have you asked about the car parking arrangements if you're coming with your own vehicle? Have you told your friends and your family and your loved one to be with you on that day? You better start getting ready now. We are getting ready for you. The Spirit of God is getting ready for you, and I'm sure you are getting ready. I want to hear from you today. Call us on 090-764-15312. Call or send an SMS and let us know that you are planning to be at the Night of Blessing. You can also visit our website, anightofblessing.org, to get more information about the program. Follow us on social media. We have several handles. You'll hear about them in a moment. And begin to build your expectation and your faith towards this program. I am looking forward to being with you for the Night of Blessings 2025. Have a beautiful day today. God bless you.
Oh, glory to God. Thank you so much, Pastor Ma'am, for the consciousness of the Holy Spirit who dwells in us and causes us to shine as light in the world. By him, we walk in the light and there is no confusion, no dark places, no obscurity in us. Thank you, Ma'am. Now, to you, our listeners, I'm sure you received those words of blessings from our dear Pastor Diola Phillips. She said, once your heart is after the things of God, you will follow the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ and you will walk in ever-increasing glory. And as a child of God, you are led by the Spirit of God who will show you things to come. He can give you new strategies, new designs for your business. The Holy Ghost is your advantage. Take advantage of the indwelling Holy Spirit and don't miss out on the blessing he brings to you. Glory to God. Thank you and God bless you. Praise the Lord. I'd like to read this testimony from Wealth. Wealth is from Deza. He said, I've had difficulty bending down for a while now, but I received healing in my waist when Pastor Diola Phillips ministered at a day of blessings. After praying, she instructed that we should do what we couldn't do before. Glory to God. I can now bend freely. I can now sit without pain, and my sleep is sound. I am healed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Beautiful, beautiful. Now I have another testimony here. It says, I got healed of chronic back and chest pain of over 3 years. I visited the doctor earlier who carried out an x-ray showing that my spine was curved. I received my perfect healing at a day of blessing when Pastor Diola Phillips prayed for everyone. Now I'm whole, my spine is straight, and I have no more pains. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Congratulations to you. God bless you. And if you are not yet born again, please pray this prayer of salvation after me, but mean it from the bottom of your heart. Say, O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I'm born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I'm now a child of God. Hallelujah. Congratulations, you are now born again. Let me pray for you. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for these ones who just prayed the prayer of salvation. Let the name of Jesus be named upon them. Thank you, Father, because these ones will shine as light in their world. They will testify of you, O God. They will testify of your faithfulness, of your loving kindness, of your provisions, of your protection in their lives, O God. And they shall be made ready for the rapture of the church. We give you thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I pray, O God, that these ones that just gave their heart to Christ, that they receive the Holy Spirit even right now. To you be all the praise in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. So congratulations once again. But we'd like to hear from you. We'd like to know that you just gave your heart to Christ, because we have some resources to send to you to help you grow as a Christian and begin to enjoy this life of blessings that the Lord has made ready for you. And if you've been blessed by these 50 days of blessings with Pastor Diola Phillips, and or you have questions or you have prayer requests, please reach us on our number. That's 0907-641-5312. When you reach us on that number, we'll be glad to provide you with appropriate responses. Thank you and God bless you. Now, remember to keep a date with us at a night of blessings with Pastor Diola Phillips coming up on Friday, September 12th, 2025, starting from 6 p.m. till dawn at the Tafawa Balewa Square. Now, this is a night you will never forget. It's a night of the Word of God. It's a night of transformation, a night of change, a night of promotion, a night of increase. It's a night of changing levels for you, a night of salvation for you. It's a night of healing, and you don't want to be told. So please remember, a night of blessings with Pastor Diola Phillips coming up on Friday, September 12th, 2025, starting from 6 p.m. till dawn at the Tafawa Balewa Square. For your free seat reservations and all information concerning the program, please go online to anightofblessings.org, anightofblessings.org. And if you stay in Lagos, we have free bus shuttle arrangements to bring you to the venue of the program. Please reach us on our number, that's 0907-641-5312, for details concerning the free bus shuttle arrangements and other inquiries that you may have. Thank you so much for joining us today, and we look forward to you joining us again every day of this week at 6 a.m. and 9 p.m. for another glorious broadcast. Thank you, and God bless you.
Christ Embassy presents A Night of Blessings with Pastor Diola Phillips on Friday, the 12th of September, 2025.
From 6 p.m. at the Tafawa Balewa Square, TBS, Lagos Island.
It will be a time of total restoration and transformation.
Free bus shuttles will be available all over Lagos.
Get ready to experience an outpouring of blessings like never before.
For seat reservations, please visit anightofblessings.org or call 090-764-15312 for inquiries and bus shuttles.
Remember, for seat reservations, please visit anightofblessings.org or call 090-764-15312 for inquiries and bus shuttle. See you there.